Hello everyone and welcome. My name is Dr. Mark A. Hicks and this is Life Strategies. This is the show where we deal with the problems of life. Because life is difficult, it has many challenges, and we cannot fix every problem. But we can make life better when we have the right strategies. And I'm here to help you do that. Today I want to talk about becoming a more helpful person. How do we become more helpful? How do we make the world a better place just because we're here helping other people? This is a really important aspect of life. A lot of people consider themselves good people, and they would like to be helpful. But sometimes we get so caught up in the world around us, we get so caught up in our own schedules, in our own problems, in the things that get us down, that it just seems difficult to think about being helpful to others. But there's a couple of reasons why we should seek to be helpful. Even though we all have our own problems, we all have busy schedules, we should still seek to be a helpful person. If people are helpful to one another, the world is a better place. That's just the simple reality. And hopefully we can all agree, we need the world to be a better place. There are so many problems in the world. We need the world to be a little better place. But more than that, it makes us happier. Now, this is a little bit counterintuitive. Sometimes we think that I'd be happier if I spent all my money on me, if I spent all my time and attention meeting my own needs and desires, if I did everything for me, if everything was about me, then I would be happier. But that's actually not true. Some of the most miserable people in the world are those that are completely self-centered. The happiest people tend to be the ones that are helpful to others, that don't just look at themselves, that don't spend all their money, all their time, and all their effort on their own comforts and needs and desires. To look at the world around us and say, how can I be helpful? To give my time, my attention, my efforts, my money to helping someone else. It tends to make us happier. If you want to live a happier life, one strategy to do that is to learn to be more helpful. And so today I'm going to give you four strategies that can help you become a more helpful person. The first strategy is don't overdo it. Sometimes we want to help and we look at all the problems in the world and we think we have to solve them all, or at least a lot of them. One of the things that I always say is that we cannot solve every problem. And so if you're looking to be helpful, pick your spots. Pace yourself. Don't overdo it. Trying to be too helpful creates problems. For one thing, if you're focusing all your attention on one person or a few people and you're trying to help them, then sometimes you're taking away their power and their ability to learn to stand on their own two feet. That sometimes people need help, but they also need to go through their own journey and learn through those problems and become stronger and wiser as a result of navigating that. It doesn't mean we don't help them. It just means that if we overdo it, we sometimes rob them of the ability to stand on their own two feet, to have their own dignity, to develop their own strength. And so, yes, we want to help people, but if we overdo it, we can actually do harm to them. We can hinder them. Also, if we're trying to solve all the problems of the world, well, that's going to be completely overwhelming. We can't prevent every war. We can't feed every hungry person. We can't solve every problem. And if we try to do that, even on an emotional level, even if intellectually we know we can't solve every problem, but emotionally we really want to, we can just drain ourselves. We can become so discouraged because there's so many problems. And so don't overdo it. Find some areas where you could be helpful, but don't try to fix every problem. Don't take on all the problems of the world, and don't try to take over so much that you do everything for someone else. The second strategy is very simple. Volunteer for an organization. Every organization that's trying to help people needs more assistance, needs more volunteers. And so every charity, every church, every organization out there that's trying to be helpful could always use some additional help. And so find an area that you feel passionate about, that you think you could be helpful, and volunteer. Now, this is something very important because at times when we want to be helpful, we just get scattered into the winds. We want to help in too many areas, too many things, and we don't even know what to do. The other problem is sometimes we can be taken advantage of. There are some unscrupulous people out there. There are some people that are harmful to us, that have evil intents. That's sad to say, but it's really true. There are some people out there that will do harm to us. And so if we are trying to go out there and help people and we are not doing it the right way, it could actually be dangerous. One of the great things about organizations, charities, churches, is they are experienced at doing these things. And we can plug into the right spot and do things in a healthy way and do things in a safe way. If we're just out there trying to do things on our own, we may not have the knowledge or experience to know how to do it. We may have a good heart, but it takes more than a good heart to be helpful. We also have to have the right strategies. We have to have the knowledge and the understanding of how to do things in a safe and effective way. Organizations help us do that. And so instead of just going out randomly and trying to be helpful, find an organization that is working in an area that you care about and go help them. Go volunteer for them. That tends to channel our efforts. It keeps us safe. And it also puts us with other people. And very often these problems are so big that one person can't really make a big difference. We need a group. We need teamwork. We need people working together to really make a difference. And so organizations help us do that. Find a charity or a church or some organization that you feel is important, that you feel passionate about, and go volunteer. A third strategy is just be kind. Sometimes we don't have to overthink this thing. Sometimes we don't have to do anything dramatic. It would just be nice if the world had some kind people. Some people that would just do the little things. Some people that would just do small, ordinary things every day to just have a routine of being helpful in very small ways, by just being kind, just being a nice person. There are a lot of mean people in the world, and there's a lot of bad things happening. Just being kind, just being nice, while it may seem trivial to some, is really, really important. We are being helpful. We are making a difference in the world in small ways if we are just simply being kind. We've probably all experienced that at some point, that someone was nice to us, that we had an experience maybe at a store or we were in some crowd and someone was just nice for no reason at all. They were just kind, and didn't that make us feel better? Didn't that have a good impression? These kind of things that we sometimes just overlook, that we think nothing about, things like kindness, can be extremely helpful. When someone is feeling grief, they are experiencing a loss, when they are struggling with some tragedy in their life, having someone just be nice to them is a big deal. Having someone just show some basic kindness is a big deal. And so you don't have to change the world. You can do something simple by just showing some kindness. In your little area of the world, that will make a difference. The fourth strategy is to listen. Listen to people and really hear what they are saying and pay attention to what they actually need. Sometimes the help we would give is not really what they need. Sometimes we jump to conclusions about what a person might need when that's not what they need at all. Sometimes we project our own ideas of what we think we would need in that situation, what we would want in that situation, and we jump in without really listening to try to fix things for someone when that's not the help they needed at all. We need to listen, to pay attention. Listen to what a person is saying about their situation. Listen to what is going on around you, and there'll be lots and lots of opportunities to be helpful. If we learn to listen to people, to pay attention to what's happening with them, there'll be lots of opportunities to do small things and maybe sometimes some big things. People will tend to reveal what's going on with them in the midst of conversation. If we really just talk to people, they will tend to reveal what's happening and what they really need. But we have to listen to that. We have to pay attention to what's going on. We can't just decide what's going to be helpful for someone else. This is a really big barrier to being helpful when we start setting our own agendas. Sometimes we're not really being helpful to those people. We're setting our own goals, which are really self-aggrandizing. It makes us feel better. We're doing things to make ourselves feel good that may not be helpful at all to that person. It may not be what they need or what they want at all, but it makes us feel good. It makes us feel like we're being helpful, and we get that sense of accomplishment that I did something to help, when in actuality, we did nothing at all to help. We might even hindered that person in some way. We need to listen to the people around us and hear what the needs actually are and how we can be helpful. And sometimes that means saying, "How can I be helpful?" And then really listen to the answer. Hearing what is going on in people's lives and hearing what they really need is so important. Don't just set your own agenda. Don't just think about what you would want. And don't just do things that are self-aggrandizing. But listen to the needs of others and find ways to be helpful in ways that really help them. If we do these things, if we make sure we don't overdo it, we set a good pace of doing things that are actually helpful and not just taking over and not getting overwhelmed by all the problems of the world. Pace yourself. Don't overdo it. Volunteer for organizations so we are channeling our efforts in safe and effective ways with a group of people that know what they're doing. Be kind. Just be a nice person. That is so helpful. It makes such a difference in the world if we just have some kind people out there acting the right way. And listen to one another. Listen to people. Hear what they actually need. Don't just assume it. Don't do things that you would want. And don't do things that are self-aggrandizing. But do things that are truly helpful because you've heard what those needs are. When we do these things, when we engage in these activities to be helpful, we're not only making the world a better place, we're not only helping those around us, but we're making ourselves happier. Some of the happiest people are those that come to the end of their day knowing they made a difference in someone's life, even in a small way, because they were helpful. To make life all about us doesn't really make us happy. One of the strategies to being a happy person is to learn to be helpful. If you put these things into place, you're going to be a more helpful person, you're going to make the world a better place, and you're even going to be happier yourself. Do these things, and I think this will help you. Thank you so much for listening. This is Life Strategies, and I want you to know that this show is sponsored by the English-speaking United Methodist Church of Prague. These are people who want to help make your life better. You can find that website at esumc.cz. You can listen to this and other color radio programs by going to radiocolor.cz. And of course, I invite you to check out my website at markahicks.com. I am Dr. Mark A. Hicks. This is Life Strategies. Life is difficult, but it can be better if we have the right strategies. Take care, everyone.